This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The emotional toll that losing a child would take, if you've not had that happen to you, it's probably impossible to comprehend. I've never had that. I don't want to comprehend it, but I can only try and guess what it's like to have to go through that. And there are certainly two families in Delphi, Indiana, that have been going through that pain for many years now and being continued to be drugged through the legal system, or the, I don't know what to call it anymore in Delphi. It is the legal system, but it doesn't seem to be functioning at a very high level of accuracy at this moment in time. Judge Gull in the Delphi case coming back with a response to the attorneys for Richard Allen, and the Indiana Supreme Court also coming back with a response to the attorneys of Richard Allen saying, yeah, Gull can stay, and we really don't see a need to put your attorneys back on at this moment in time, despite all of the issues that have been taking place. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Let's talk about that, the mental toll that this must be taking on those families, on anyone connected with this case. It just keeps getting darker and darker, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of resolution, and that's the goal here is to find resolution. The goal here is to get justice for those two kids, and it seems they're doing anything but.
Yeah, it's just absolutely life-altering to lose a child, particularly to lose a kid in this way. Mm-hmm. And I think families do better when, obviously, there's a perpetrator who's identified, apprehended, and they can at least get through the trial and feel like, okay, something mm-hmm. was done to balance out the atrocity that happened here. And so it's another example of what in the world went wrong here and what is still going wrong. And I'm sure the families are feeling it in their gut right now. It's just got to be a nightmare for them.
I'm looking at this and going, is this all, you know, something darker? Is there some sort of weird purpose to the way things have been playing out here? Or is this really just simple incompetence that continues to run wild in this case? One of the things that you look at, especially with the speedy trial issues, would be that the attorneys for Richard Allen said, yeah, we're ready to go in about 70 days. State appear to be all that ready at all, but it's a hard deadline. He had a right to that. How do you stop that from taking place? Well, get rid of the attorneys and find some sort of reason for that. Gross negligence, I believe, was the term that was used. But at the end of the day, when you look at it, it wasn't really gross negligence. Yes, things were leaked out of that office, but we understand how this actually took place. It wasn't the attorneys that were handing out the information or leaking it out. It was a rogue individual who someone trusted, ran in there with a camera, took pictures, and got out. But it was in a private office. Is that really gross negligence? Is that a reason enough to have taken this where Judge Gull did, to remove the attorneys for Richard?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to know the details mm-hmm. at this point. And, you know, I understand that she also had an issue with the fact that they're suing the Department of Corrections at the same time they're representing him, and that's an ethical violation. You know, each state has ethical standards for what attorneys are supposed to do, as they do in my profession. Every state is different. And it could be that Indiana has rules that are perhaps stricter. I don't really know that. I was told by an attorney here that Indiana is not as transparent as other states are. Mm-hmm. He mentioned Florida and California tend to be very transparent states. And I don't know about all the other states, but that Indiana is known as not very transparent. Mm-hmm. So we still don't know everything that's gone on. Conflicts of interest were mentioned. And it's a very confusing one at this point.
It just continues to get more and more confusing. One of the arguments that was made from the attorney general was saying, basically, yeah, we hear you, but you kind of filed this the wrong way. They did it in that writ of mandamus, and the attorney general saying you should have done it on an appeal. Even at the end of the letter said that basically, if you file an appeal, we will take a close look at it, as we do with everything. Is this another moment of basically bureaucratic BS, to lack of a better term, where did it on the wrong way, wrong paper or wrong way of phrasing this, but go back and phrase it this way, and maybe we'll file it this way. We'll take a closer look at this. I mean, extraordinary circumstances seems like what this is, and that's the argument of them saying that this isn't an extraordinary circumstance. If this isn't, I don't really know what is.
Yeah. It's really hard to say. I know the legal system is, you know, typically everything has to be done according to procedure, whatever mm-hmm. that state's procedure are. It's, you know, and yeah. so I can see that this was not the correct way to do it according to their procedure. And it may be that if they, you know, file an appeal, that it will go the other way.
Mm-hmm. How does someone like a Richard Allen, how do you keep it together behind bars, especially in something like that where you have solitary confinement, very little interaction with anyone? I mean, if you were to give mental advice, health advice to someone who's obviously he's stuck there for quite some time. There mm-hmm. doesn't seem to be a lot of ways mm-hmm. out of this. To mm-hmm. keep your mental health with you to try and survive this, it can't be an easy job. And there's probably not a lot of coaching to do it there. How do people get through that? What are some of the best ways for someone who's facing that to survive?
Yeah, it's really individual because, you know, we get the sense from looking just his physical appearance now, Richard Allen is deteriorating. Mm-hmm. And unlike Alec Murdoch, who looks like he's thriving in prison and looks healthier than he ever has, Richard looks very sick. And we wonder about his mental health, his physical health. Those things always intermingle and go together. Sometimes, and I don't know about in this prison, sometimes they do have psychiatric care for them. They do get them on medication that can help calm anxiety or help depression. The prisons that I'm familiar with have psychiatrists that do that, but I am told that states vary, and there are states where that kind of help is not provided. Often they do have access to clergymen and get a lot of counseling that way. And, you know, we make the jokes about jailhouse religion. Everybody turns, you know, religious when they're locked up. But that is a coping strategy yeah. for a lot of people. Doesn't work for everyone. But, you know, it may be that psych meds, because of his deterioration, are going to be the best thing for him. I mean, people often read, they write, you know, they study the law. I don't know that any of that, I would doubt that any of that is going on for him right now. But, you know, going in, you know, prior to this arrest, we don't know much about his mental state.
True.
And it could be very likely that he was not a terribly well person, mm-hmm. you know, to begin with. And that would fit if he was guilty. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have some very strange psychiatric conditions going on. He could be mildly psychotic. And that's when I look at him now, that's sort of what I see as someone who looks like they're kind of devolving into mm-hmm. psychosis.
Yeah. It's sad. It's scary. And it doesn't help when the system that's supposed to move this along in a correct fashion doesn't seem to be capable of doing that.
Yeah, it's, and the solitary confinement, we know that is horrible for people. You know, it's cruel and unusual punishment, and hard to know sometimes, well, what are the alternatives? How do we keep people safe? Well, we need to come up with some alternatives for that.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.